go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor, love me.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Stocks tumbled on Friday after President Trump threatened to impose a fresh round of tariffs, this time aimed at Apple and the European Union. More from CBS News business reporter Jason Brooks.
Apple CEO Tim Cook could rack up his frequent flyer miles with trips from Silicon Valley to Washington, D.C. as he attempts to persuade President Trump from sticking iPhones with a 25% tariff, a move that will sink demand. Cook reportedly met with Trump earlier this week at the White House, and the president has repeatedly expressed his displeasure with Apple's plan to make all of its U.S.-destined iPhones in India.
The federal government has agreed to drop criminal charges against Boeing over the deadly crashes of two of its 737 MAX jets.
It's beyond a sweetheart deal.
That's attorney Mark Lindquist, who represents families of some of the 346 people who died when two MAX planes went down. Boeing was accused of fraud for misleading federal regulators about the safety of a navigation system that was implicated in the crashes. He says Boeing has now agreed to pay $1.1 billion in fines, safety investments, and a fund for crash victims. The deal still needs to be finalized. Heather Bosch for CBS News, Seattle.
A federal judge has issued a temporary restraining order stopping President Trump from pulling Harvard certification, which allows it to sponsor international students. It's Memorial Day weekend, the official, unofficial start of summer, and for many, that means it's barbecue season.
Two-thirds of Americans surveyed said summer grilling season is their favorite time of the year to be with friends and family. So much so, they plan to attend five barbecues this summer and host four. Aaron Storm is with the food distribution and retailer Spartan Nash.
Over two-thirds of them love to have hamburgers at their cookouts, but another one in four enjoy brats.
Those surveyed were looking for bolder flavors in things like bratwursts,
sweet and smoky honey barbecue, tangy pineapple teriyaki.
Toppings that are trending up, cheese and peppers. Brad Gibson for CBS News.
The National Transportation Safety Board says it may take all year to determine the exact cause of that deadly small jet crash in San Diego. Investigator Dan Baker notes the plane was not equipped with a flight data recorder.
Without it, we use other sources of information, whether it's air traffic control, witnesses, video, the evidence that's available on the wreckage itself to tell the story of what happened.
About a dozen people were injured in Pleasant Hill, California last evening at Diablo Valley College's commencement. A tree adjacent to the football field fell. It hit bystanders who were watching the commencement ceremony. Two of the dozen people injured were transported to local hospitals for treatment. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Jim Krasula tells us these are desperate times at many food banks.
Coordinators at food banks say income stagnation and rising living costs are increasing demand at their operations nationwide. Jason Jakubowski with Connecticut Food Share says many of his clients now find themselves on the other side of the equation.
Many of them come to us and say, I donated to you for years, and I never in a million years thought I would have to use this service.
Jakubowski saw a 25% increase in food demand last year, and he expects another double-digit increase this year. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Hannah Gutierrez Reed, the armorer who was working on the Western movie Rust when the film cinematographer Hylena Hutchins was killed in an on-set shooting in 2021, was released from prison Friday. Gutierrez Reed was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. She had been sentenced to 18 months in prison, granted parole now after 13 months. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the low 40s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, a high in the mid 50s. Partly to mostly sunny Sunday and Memorial Day, high upper 50s. Chance of rain Tuesday, currently it's 44 degrees.
And I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I've been alone. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. Try.
Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
kicks next. I wanna stick around a while to get my kicks. Let rock. Everybody, let rock. Everybody knows say a rock. Well, Danny to the jail, let rock. 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 Ooh, baby.
Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing.
No, no.
Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing.
No, honey.
I've got your picture hanging on the wall, but I can't see. Come to me when I call your name. I realize it's just a picture in a frame.
Ooh, I read your letters, and you're not near, but they don't move me. They don't groove me like when I hear your sweet voice whispering in my ear.
Don't you know? Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing. I play my game of fantasy. I pretend, but I know in reality. I need the shelter of your arms to comfort me. No other sound is quite the same as your name. No touch can do half as much
to make me feel better.
So let's stay together.
I've got some memories. Look back on through the hell. When you're gone, I'm well aware. Nothing can take the place of your being there.
Oh, so glad we got the real thing, baby. So glad we got.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
As a fellow veteran, we understand what it means to serve on a team. A suicide on a team is devastating and a real risk for veterans. If you or someone you know is struggling, reach out now. Reach out WIS.org for local resources available to you and your loved ones.
Paid for by Advancing a Healthier Wisconsin Endowment with support by the Medical College of Wisconsin, the War Memorial Center, and reachoutwis.org.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Mama, mama, mama.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Looking down on a city, the way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrops falling down a mountainside. Many times I've been here, many times I cried. We used to be so happy when we were in love, high on a mountain of love. Night after night I've been standing here alone, weeping my heart out till cold gray dawn. Praying that you're lonely and you come here too, hoping just by chance that I get a glimpse of you. Trying hard to find you somewhere, love, high on a mountain of love. A mountain of love, a mountain of love. You should be ashamed. To be a mountain of love, but you just changed.
your name. Way down below there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing and there should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above, high on a mountain above. A half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams long above, high on a mountain 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 above.
You gotta understand, hey, yo. You're old enough to know the makings of a man, hey, listen to me baby, it's hard to settle down, hey, am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you, won't you wait? But till then, when I see you, taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together, in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
feeling small.
Lost from the hurt that you fantasy reflects the love that used to be.
Thank you.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. Smile, she knows.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm Michael Toscano. Wall Street stocks slid Friday after President Trump threatened European Union nations with a 50% tariff. Tech stocks took hits after he said he'll tax cell phones not made in America. CBS's Nancy Cordes reports from the White House.
According to one estimate, moving all production to the U.S. would drive the cost of an iPhone, like the one that went off on Trump's desk, up from $1,000 to $3,500. And that's assuming Apple could find enough U.S. workers with the skills to make them, as Cook explained on 60 Minutes 10 years ago.
I mean, you could take every tool and die maker in the United States and probably put them in the room they were currently sitting in. In China, you would have to have multiple football fields.
The Justice Department has reached a deal with Boeing, allowing it to avoid criminal prosecution. That would be for allegedly misleading U.S. regulators about the 737 MAX jetliner before two of them crashed and killed 346 people.
This agreement allows Boeing to avoid being branded a convicted felon. Instead, it will be required to pay and invest over $1 billion. Now, this includes $455 million to strengthen the company's compliance, safety, and quality programs. $445 million will be set aside for the victims of these two crashes. And Boeing has to continue to improve the effectiveness of its anti-fraud compliance and ethics program.
BBC's Michelle Fleury. Air travel might hit a record this Memorial Day weekend just as the requirement for real ID takes hold. See